I'm Doug Doyle with The Art of the Story. Today, the story comes from the WBGO archive in an interview with Les McCann, pianist and singer of gospel, rhythm and blues, jazz and funk. McCann was eclectic. On June 21, 1969, at the Montreux Jazz Festival, outdoors in Switzerland, Les McCann was at the piano, Eddie Harris on tenor sax, Leroy Vinegar bass, Donald Dean on drums, and the tape was rolling. Decades later, McCann told the story of how they made the recording Swiss Movement to WBGO's afternoon host, Michael Bourne.
This record that you made with Eddie Harris at the Montreux Jazz Festival became this phenomenon.
Well, God works in mysterious ways. There's no way to explain that.
No.
It's on that record, and to get it on a recording is even more unbelievable.
Because this is you were on a tour. You were playing gigs. You played gigs probably at other festivals.
And, no, that was the first time we got together.
That was the first time you played?
Yes, definitely.
That is even
much more
phenomenal.
Amazing. And we didn't have any rehearsals, just Eddie and I rehearsed. We knew what we were going to play, but the band got there a day late. We didn't have a trumpet player. We had to walk around town listening to all the jam sessions, hoping we would find a guy to play. And we found this guy. Oh, that guy, he is unbelievable. What's your name, sir? He said, Clark Terry. I said, we're getting ready to make a record for Atlantic Records. And blah, blah. He said, no, I don't want to do it. I said, okay, thank you. He refused. That's just the light version of the story.
Oh, the light version of the story.
So Eddie and I, we went on and we heard this guy, Benny Bailey, and the audience was going crazy, you know? So we never heard anybody play like that. Anyway, would you like to make a record? Hell yeah. And he never heard of Eddie and never heard of me.
Wow.
And we all got together. Even to the point where when we finally was making the record, Benny Bailey, the trumpet player, is playing, and he's very nervous because he had never made a record before. He never played this kind of music, the way he put it. And the people are going crazy. And he opens his eyes because he's very touched that they like, and it's Ella Fitzgerald walking into the room.
Yeah.
That's what they were clapping for. They weren't clapping for him. So you can see her on the video looking up and saying, I'm sorry.
That's funny.
Trying to make it real compared to what?
Compared to What was the opening track on Swiss Movement, the album reached number 2 on the R&B chart and has endured as a gospel-driven protest anthem to this day. Michael Bourne, talking with Les McCann, lives on in the WBGO archive. Thanks to the American Archive of Public Broadcasting and WBGO Archive Director Becca Pulliam. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.